Okay, I'd like to call the February 4, 2026 Sheffield Select Board meeting to order. Any additions, deletions, or amendments to the agenda?
No.
Anybody? Okay, correspondence.
5:55 for the record.
5:55.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's okay.
Sorry,
that's good. Thank you.
That's okay.
Thank you.
So I'm going to kind of go out of order just so we can do the signature stuff. So do you want to talk about Red Dam, seeing as how you have the majority of the information about that?
Sure. I just reached out to them after they contacted everybody, and they're willing to pay up to that $1,150 per acre for the 10-acre parcel. And I believe Eric and I discussed this before, but that was the one that we had talked about selling to some of the other property owners around there.
I was going to say Dupuy and Devereaux. We talked about that last August meeting.
Last year.
The agreement we had with them is that they had to get their attorney to draw up all the paperwork.
And they never did.
And they never did it.
No, and I think if we get $1,150 an acre, that's
as for landlocked. Like
right.
For landlocked property.
As you like to say, it's better than a sharp stick in the eye.
Better than a sharp stick in the eye. That's cool.
And I also think that it's good because then that takes it off the non-tax roll.
Mm.
Yeah.
Puts it into, it's not going to get a hold.
It doesn't matter.
Huge tax amount,
it's off the non-taxable.
Right.
Gets rid
now,
of
do you want to contact him back and talk about all of that?
No, absolutely. I can let him know. Do we want to call it the $1,150 plus the attorney fees? Or we want to maybe drop it to $1,000 an acre in attorney fees and call it.
Hey, that's fair. I mean, $1,000 an acre is fair.
That's what I think, and especially when we were looking at
they cover the attorney fees.
Right.
Yeah, they should.
Okay, and you don't mind.
I'll give him that offer to reach out to him tomorrow.
I'll put that here that you'll reach out.
So I'll make the motion that we approve the purchase for $1,000 per acre and. Red Dam Conservatory covers the cost of the attorney's fees for the transfer.
Seconded?
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Let's put it that way. Then it's easy.
Okay, so the next thing we have is the CAI contract. They're the company we use out of Littleton that does they keep our tax map that we use. It's online so everybody can.
Yeah.
We sign this every year. Just need everybody to sign it.
Yep.
And that, I mean, obviously you can read the contract too. It hasn't changed from last year.
I take your word for it. $100 plus. You can fill in. You can fill in the bureaucratic stuff.
Sure.
The next one is Max's retirement.
Right.
He had asked that we just had something signed so that we can have it in his file. So for in the off chance that all of us are not here in the next year and a half, that it would all be documented.
Yep, we agree.
Sometimes things don't get documented and put in the file, and then it makes it hard to find them in the minutes, and you're like reading every minute book, trying to find where it was talked about, and we have 9-minute books, so it's not a fun time.
As sad as we are to see him retire.
Right, right.
I think we still got him for a little while.
Yeah, till
he hasn't officially given us notice.
No,
right.
No.
So,
yeah, I think it's still
27. I would like to see them hire. Mark is going to become Max and then hire Mark's replacement before Max retires so they can all work together for a hot minute.
That makes sense.
So I keep telling Max,
I
said, Max, you need to pick a date so we know when to start putting out an ad. And then
I think he said April.
Yeah.
Well, I think he wants April of this year, but I think his wife is pushing for April of next.
No, I thought it was April of next.
Yeah. And then the delinquent tax update.
Yes.
We are down to $44,522.37, and we've already had a bunch of payments this month, so next month will be even better.
Okay.
People don't like it when I start calling their house looking for my money.
Then you can square away tax.
Were you planning to put that list in the town report this
year? Oh, it was in there last year, too. Oh, it's in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's a public record. Okay, so then that brings us to food show.
Yep.
See how quickly you just keep things moving right along here.
Jeez.
No. So, even though you're at the end.
You're there.
So, Terry, you have the floor.
Okay, well, we are requesting permission to upgrade electrical service at the town hall because our goal is to, first of all, move the refrigeration freezers predominantly, primarily, from the downstairs up to the stage area.
Stage.
And potentially, if money allows, purchase additional freezer space as well. What we found is we're, for the last year or two, we've been dealing with Walmart, getting weekly donations from them, frozen foods and stuff. And also, in spite of everything you hear and read in the newspaper about all of the food banks running out of food, we're getting more food on a monthly basis from them than I've ever seen
there.
Yeah. And it's primarily frozen food, so that's why we're looking to do that. I did contact Northeast Electrical Solutions. They're right in St. Johnsbury, just opposite the mall. What I don't have in hand is their proposal, because when I spoke with him on the phone today, he was waiting for one more price, and he's going to give me the whole, quite a comprehensive project analysis. But what it boils down to is a replacement of the existing panel that's there for an upgrade.
It'll need a new service.
Yeah, an upgrade of the service.
Yeah, yeah.
The bad news is the quote that he gave me is somewhere right around $10,000. The good news is I've written just about that in grants for the food shelf this year. So we should be able to pick up.
So you'll be able to pick up.
We should be able to pick it up.
The service.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it, there were a variety of, you know, small grants that added up to this. And what I did was I put in upgrade the refrigeration, buy new freezers, add additional shelving, and so on. But they can be amended just to cover the electrical service anyway.
Okay.
So that's basically it in a nutshell. We need to do a little cleaning up there. There are some old partitions that have been sitting there for 7-8 years now, anyway, that I know
more
of.
More than a week or two.
Yeah, you know, so those will be going, and there's some other things that have just collected there that are just useless, and that will give us the space for moving at least the two freezers and hopefully purchasing another freezer and maybe another refrigerator for that area.
Cool.
But that's basically why I'm here and what we're looking to do.
So how many people does Food Shelf serve?
We have a little over 100 on our active list. I would say that on the first, it's actually the second Wednesday of the month, which is the first pantry day of the month,
right,
we probably do 60 to 70 almost every month. And on the second one we do, it's probably 40 to 50. It drops off a bit. I think mainly the seniors come in the first part. Get their month's supply, because that's what they've always gotten. But there's a number that do show up twice. But I would say those are the numbers.
And I know you obviously service a lot of towns. It's not just Sheffield.
Yep.
Any idea how many Sheffield residents are partaking, or even a percentage thereof?
It's the greatest preponderance of our patronage. And I have the numbers at home. I would have brought them.
Okay.
But it's 50 or 60% of that 100 anyway.
And the rest?
Yeah. That's
Sutton.
Sutton, Glover, the three Burks, Greensboro, Barton. Wow. Yeah, there's nine towns total.
Phew.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and that 100 that I mentioned, that's families.
Right. Okay. Not just
We're 400 plus individuals when you add up all the, you know, the members of the families and so on.
I know we also do emergency type deliveries or food. Do you how often that takes place? Or
I'll bet Tammy gets calls once a week, once every 2 weeks, easily. You know, people that for whatever reason they just couldn't, they don't have food. Could be a fire, could be whatever reason, and so they'll just call because she advertises on Facebook all the time. So. So she'll meet them, you know, right over at the hall, and whatever we've got there, she'll make available to them. So.
Okay. Cool.
There used to be people that would drive around and deliver boxes to to families? Do they spend?
We have a few seniors that we drop off to. Actually, Mr. Ott, your neighbor, I drop off to, and we have a couple that are in Barton. People that just don't have any transportation, or they don't have anyone who can get it during those windows that were open. So there's a few of the volunteers that do that.
I hate the term, but I've heard it called shut-ins.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who establishes your service area?
I think that was...
I mean, Greensboro is a long way away.
Yeah, that was in the charter from when the pantry was organized as a nonprofit, I think. And it could have been, and this is just my guess, because we work closely with the Vermont Food Bank, they may determine like a radius or an area to ensure that all communities, you know, within either that radius or population would actually be serviced. Because Lindenville's got their own, St. Jay has their own. Obviously, Barton doesn't because we're still serving them.
You're still serving them.
Yeah. And you're right. We don't have many. I think we only have one or two names from Greensboro that come down because, well, it is a bit of a trek for them, too.
It's a long way.
Yeah, yeah. But those are the communities that...
And you said Sutton, Burke, Barton, Greensboro, and what else?
Did I say Newark? That's on there. It's all three Burkes. They're listed as three different towns. Greensboro, Sutton, Wheelock.
Oh, Wheelock, yeah.
Yeah, actually, Wheelock, Barton, and Sheffield are the three biggest or the most, just because they're the closest to, and then Sutton.
Right. Okay. Then I'll make a motion that we approve the electrical upgrade.
Okay.
Your proposal from you all.
Alrighty.
And whenever additional freezers and refrigerators.
Okay.
I second the motion.
Any objections? Done.
Thank you.
You're done.
All right.
It's a great program.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Yeah.
Well,
I know. Just before, obviously, it's approved up. You know, one of my concerns is just obviously we're trying to do something with the town hall to get it utilized by as many different organizations.
Right.
And I think if you, as an organization, can look into how much space is used on that stage area, because in the event that we're able to attract somebody to come in and perform either a concert or dance or something along the lines where that staging area would be important to use. I would just like to be able to see other entities come in and be able to use it.
I think that without even going back and looking at it, I think that would be problematic once the refrigeration is moved up there.
Right. Because I know there's not a ton of space to begin with, and that's what I'm saying.
Right.
I'm just... That's my biggest concern with this project.
Yeah.
Just to give you where I'm sitting on it.
Well, I'll explain what we've envisioned so you can understand particularly
that'll
what I'm saying. The electrical is going to go over to the back wall, which means along that where all the shelves are currently, and then the shelves would probably be moved to the center of the room going, right now they're going parallel with the back wall, where I think they might end up being perpendicular to the back wall, the refrigeration on the wall. So they'd be like right in the middle of the stage floor. If you go there when we're not operating as the pantry, you can see how congested it is at this point. What we plan to remove from there will probably only open up 10 or 15% of that space.
Right.
Those wagons don't collapse and there's six or eight of those. So they just be in the way. And with the shelves being filled with all of the canned goods and so on, I mean, they are on wheels, which would make it easy to move them. I just don't know how much space...
Where you move them to.
Yeah, it would create, just because of the elevated area. So it could be problematic if that's the concern. quite frankly, I think it could be problematic even at this point.
Yeah.
Just because of all the stuff that's...
No, I know, and that's the thing is, I know one of the big things is we're trying to, especially working with the Planning Commission, and they've got the subcommittee on the, as you're well aware, trying to get the funding and everything to reinvigorate the town hall. I just... Like I said, I just want to see it be able to be used by the maximum amount of people, and you know, perhaps down the road we'll be able to come up with some sort of a solution that gets the storage you need, as well as
I don't know where we could move everything else to in the physical plant, if you will,
right?
But once the electrical upgrade is done, then it might just be a case of moving a wire or two to move the refrigeration. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing I think at this point is the upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
And what I didn't say to the gentleman who's doing this proposal, and that will be the next discussion anyway, is if there are going to be subsequent needs for the town for more service than what he's proposing, now might be the time to enter that discussion with him as well.
And if you are going to be, you know, increasing freezers and things, are we looking at more energy efficient, or replacing the older to at least upgrade? Because I know, obviously, we're footing the bill as a town, as well for all of the electrical use that's going on with all the freezer storage and everything else. You know, and I know that can certainly run up a pretty good bill down the road.
I was going to say, right now, it's a between 60 and 100 a month extra.
It would, my guess, number one, they would be the most energy efficient they have, just because that's what they're making. So I don't know how much more it would increase it.
Okay.
But also looking forward, those are also things that we can write into grants to to offset, you know, going down the road.
Right.
You know, once we see it, if it's all of a sudden we're sucking up another $100 worth of, you know, energy every month, we could probably write that into a grant. And, you know, you could just...
I have a question. Do you have any concerns about the stage's ability to hold the weight of those freezers when they're full? I just don't know how it was built.
Yeah. No, that's a valid question.
I don't know if there's any, like, I don't know if there's doors to look under the stage to see the construction, like, to see how it's...
Offhand, I don't...
No, we kind of looked, there's some very thin paneling on the lower part.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, so, you know, when you go in the stairs on the right, that white thing, I don't know if it's an upright freezer or refrigerator, but...
That's a freezer.
There is... Like somebody who likes spiders and wants to get into that situation, you could go under the stairs on that side to see what the stage is built.
Yeah, and even on the other side, that paneling is very thin. Mm. It's only about this high up, and I mean, you could, that I think could just be pulled away anyway and pushed back in. Mm. So
I would think, as part of your project, you'd want to get somebody in to address the
especially before
of the stage,
engaging the electrical and everything else.
Yeah, true. Yeah, that's a good point.
Good news on service, if you're going to upgrade the service, there'll be capacity left over. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that's that should not be a concern.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know how many amps he's going to put in there, but anyway.
Because there's the potential, you have the double wide refrigerator that's on the stage now on the left.
Yeah.
And there's the potential to maybe up to four more weighted things full of food.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's heavy.
That is, especially a full, because I don't want to touch the ones we have in the basement.
I mean, you just think about, like, moving your own personal refrigerator.
Like, we had to move two freezers, and we had to, empty them to be able to move them across the basement.
And, you know, I don't want to sound like, you know, coming off like I'm against the food shelf at all, because you guys do a valuable service. I just want to make sure that,
well, no, those are valid concerns, too.
So,
you know, the last thing you want would be to have the service upgraded, get it all paid for, move a freezer in and have it go through the floor.
Yeah, right.
Especially because the boiler's underneath that.
That's the last thing. It seemed to be in your best interest.
Yep, absolutely.
To have someone who knows what they're doing go under there and take a look.
That's right.
And it might even be as simple as like somebody sistering on some other sections of wood and columns and stuff. Or what, I don't know, but it might not be a hard fix. I think it's worth looking at.
100%, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know a guy named Kurt that knows a little bit about construction.
We might know a guy.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So Kurt Hasleton used to be Mark.
Yeah, I know.
So we might have a guy.
Yeah.
And you can always get 4x4s. You can always and add columns underneath.
Yeah.
So my question, I have a question, is that why are we storing so much food? Why are we not giving it out at the two food shelves?
It's the way that it's coming in. I'll give you an example. Frozen shrimp is in there's probably 10 2.5-pound bags in a case. And when they're sending us stuff, some of it we order, some of it they just say, you need this, and it comes.
We don't need it, so you need it.
So that case of shrimp, 25 pounds of it, might be enough for that month, or two cases of it might be enough for that month's distribution. We might get 10. And those are the sort of things that have been happening. Pollock is another one. Those are, I don't know, 3-pound bags or whatever.
I'm going to go to food shop. We can't afford shrimp.
Well, they're the little tiny, tiny baby ones.
Yeah, but those are great on a salad. Yeah.
That's exactly what they
good
are.
Good in a scampi.
Yeah. Good sauce. Obviously you started it by mentioning that other food shelves aren't quite as well off as we are, potentially. Is there any concerns about maybe sharing the wealth a little or spreading it out some more? Or?
I don't know. It's not, when I was saying that about what you're reading in the papers and so on, it was more the hysteria that, you know, the government was closing down.
Gotcha.
There wouldn't be any money at the Vermont Food Bank.
Okay.
Or any food coming out of the Vermont Food Bank and so on. And yet there's just, that's why I'm saying they're sending us 10 cases even though we only want two.
So, and we can't tell them, don't send it?
They have to keep it going as well. So, I mean, and there's people that we, you know, kind of throw a couple extra bags in their car and stuff like that. You know, the kids look hungry.
Yeah. It's probably like most federal programs. You have to show the need to get the funding to do it.
Yeah, right.
Do people, to go to food shelf, do they have to provide documentation that there's a need? Or could, like, Eric and I show up and be like, yeah, I'll take 30 pounds of shrimp.
There is a form, and it shows an income for the families, except the Vermont Food Bank has told us, do not ask people to verify any of the information in that part of it.
Yeah.
So, basically, anybody that shows up, as long as you're willing to give your name, the town you live in, and any contact information so that if we need to get a hold of you, that's it. So,
like Minnesota.
Very, very true.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Good.
Well, I definitely appreciate the information because it does answer a lot of questions that I did have. So, I mean, that's...
Yep. Oh, sure.
Yeah. It's one of those programs I don't know a lot about.
And Walmart's been very good to us. There's Bimbo's Bakery. They've been very good to us. We get bread from them every two... Actually, we were getting it from them every week, and we had to stop the every other week. We were getting so much that we just couldn't give it away.
All summer time, all summer, if you have too much, I usually have 4 to 5 pigs that love to eat.
Good to know.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Good. Just can't give them meat. Yeah. That is the only thing we can't give.
Oh, no, but there's oftentimes produce, too. Yeah. We're oftentimes looking at the end of the day.
Yeah, if things are going to go bad, I'd much rather...
I'd rather eat it as bacon than tomatoes anyway.
No kidding, huh?
I'm sure there's other folks out there in the same situation.
That's what the farmers do.
Yep.
Yep, right. Yeah. Right.
I mean, chickens will eat lettuce.
Yeah. Lettuce and everything,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Pigs will eat everything. Okay.
Yeah.
So are we, did you need me for something else for the board? Or?
No, I think
but was that
I don't think you're so.
Done. Oh, okay. Oh, for some reason I thought I had to answer questions either regarding the rental agreement or something, but no.
We might update it once we just figure out the situation with the freezers, because this so we know what the deal is.
Yep, right, okay.
And then as we go forward, if we see that there's a big jump with the electrical, maybe we'll talk about that and deal with that in the agreement. But
cool. All right. So I will get the proposal anyway from the Northeast Electrical. I'll get it copies to you folks so you can see it.
Perfect.
Cool.
And also I'll get a hold of Kurt about the crawling underneath.
Let
the
him
stage.
Crawl underneath.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He's younger than me.
Just see how many posts he wants to add.
Yeah.
There'll probably have to be something that's
out. Yeah,
I would imagine there's going to have to be something.
Good chance. So. Yeah. Good chance. And maybe it's doing this now.
Yeah, nobody's been under there, I don't think.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Right.
And of course, we don't know what the floor situation is under there. Like, is the
Kurt go under there, take a look, recommend what needs to be done.
Is it just joists?
You don't need failure.
Yep,
right.
You don't need it to fail.
I was gonna say we don't need four freezers on top of the boiler.
Well, he doesn't either. So
exactly.
Let him take care of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, for sure.
Done.
Is the insurance paid up?
Insurance is always paid up. Everything is paid up every Friday.
There you go.
Don't sign those documents?
Yeah.
Okay. We don't carry bills around here.
No, I know.
No, I know you don't. Okay. Planning Commission decided not to show up tonight for a change.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you all very much.
Thanks for coming, Terry.
And we'll be in touch.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good night and stay warm, everybody.
You as well.
We're going to do our best.
Yep.
Let's see, any public comment? I don't think there's any public
Any public here to comment?
No, that was it.
Okay.
All right, I move to adjourn.
Second it.
Yep.
Done at 6:22.